These clowns.
That's enough of those dopes.
That ain't how it works, is it?
No, it's not how it works. Knicks fans don't even understand the bracket. Welcome back. It's the Midday Show. So there's Knicks fans chanting after the game they want Boston. Do you think they don't know how this works? You don't get to face the one seed in the second round if you're the two seed. You have to face, you know, the three or the six seed. Do we think they get it?
The horse.
Oh, okay.
And I think that they're just excited. Like, this is the first time in, what, 24 years that they feel as good as they felt. Like, they've already gone to the finals in their minds. They're already there.
Oh, have they?
Yeah, seriously, that they're already there. Because I think the last time the Knicks were in the playoffs was
Well, they were there last year in the playoffs.
I mean, like in the finals, I'm sorry.
Oh, a long time.
Wait, Patrick Ewing and those cats. John Starks and those cats.
2000, I think, was the last time. Or 99. It's been a long time. Look, they're excited, and that's fine. But I have two theories in this. One, they don't understand how the bracket works. And then two, I think the people in New York don't understand sports anymore. I mean, they haven't won in forever. I mean, that used to be a city that won all the time, or they have all those teams, like multiple teams in all those sports. They've won one championship in that city in over a decade. I mean, it's just been forever. I mean, obviously, the Knicks have stunk forever. We know that. But the other teams kind of stink, too. They don't even know what winning is like anymore. When are we going to talk to those dopes up in New York? We'd ask them if they forgot what winning is like.
We are believed to be connecting with them tomorrow.
Tomorrow. So we'll try to bring on Brandon Tierney and Sal Licata. They host the Midday Show up in New York. So
if you can get his name right this time.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he's kind of mad about me not.
What'd you call him last time?
Brian.
You call him BT. It's just that we don't.
Well,
know.
No, it was like I was in Atlanta and we did a show and I was calling him Brian the whole time.
It's like the.
I don't think he liked
the Jim Rome thing. We ever see that?
With Chris Everett.
Chris Everett. Yeah.
Or like Charles Barkley calling Mad Dog Mike the other day.
Yes. So we will connect with those guys. Hopefully, we need a Sixers win tonight because if we're coming in down 0-2,
ain't a whole lot of trash talking we can do.
We're in a little trouble. Speaking of the Knicks being clueless, or at least our fans, the team's pretty good. So we saw this morning. Kai Carlin, he covers the team. He's up there. He's with the Sixers Wire. He's covering the series. He posted this screenshot or this photo. Did you see this? So on the video board this morning at Madison Square Garden, I guess they're just practicing with some graphics or whatnot, you know, whatever the graphics team's doing. Up on the scoreboard at Madison Square Garden this morning, it says Knicks 0, Celtics 0. So even the video team is looking ahead to the Eastern Conference Final. This feels like putting the cart before the horse.
It does feel like that. It does feel like that. And for them to do that and the fans to say what they're saying, that's bulletin board material if there ever has been any.
Well, it's bulletin board material for the Sixers. It's also for their – even if they won this year, it's for their next opponent.
Yeah, it's like you putting yourself – yeah, you're putting yourself in a bad spot because whomever you play, which if you make it, which I doubt that you will, is going to see that.
Yeah, of course. It's just it's kind of silly. 215-592-9494. Let's go back to the phone lines here, and we will finish with our – predictions, our on-the-record predictions for tonight's game. Frank is at Sewell. What's up, Frank?
Hey, guys.
What's up, buddy?
So, you're right. Joe, you're right on every point. As far as that dunk, I mean, he's hurt no matter what. This guy's hurt. It's the first round. The Knicks are hungry. The Knicks are a tough team. The Knicks are playing with house money. The Sixers, the toughest Sixers, I think, match up for the first round, I think, so far since Embiid's been here. This is not good. And Hugh, you're saying he's going to get right, or whatever you're saying a couple hours ago. You're saying he's got to get mentally right. Well, what's he waiting for? You lose tonight, you're done. I mean, they might win tonight and still be done. I mean, this guy has been saying it for years. He averages 10 points a game under his playoff average. This wasn't going on 3 weeks before the season's over, or 2 weeks before the season's over? How come he was supposedly fine? He's healthiest he's ever been going into the, you hear this on national TV. He's the healthiest he's been going into the playoffs 3 days ago. He's not. You forget it. Even if you squeak by this team, you're where are they going? Nowhere. I'm sorry to say, I'm a big fan. He's great. He's an unbelievable talent. He's made of glass. It's a sin. He's injured. The guy's injured. And what do you expect him to be tonight? What's he going to be? 60%, maybe 70%? And mentally, where is he going to be? 30%? I mean, the Knicks are just going to be going after him again. And look, can he come out and drop 40 tonight? Like, I doubt it. I mean, I don't know. What do you guys think?
I think that you're being, you know, pessimistic a little bit. I mean, which is fine. You gonna let me finish, Frank? You asked me a question. I was about to try to answer it for you. You gonna let me finish? No, and that's fine. What I was about to say, Frank, is that's fine. I mean, because you've been dealing with this for a long time. But I will say this: he can't get any more injured than he already is. If anything, the hope is that as he goes through this, as he progresses through this, that he gets better and better every time that he's out there. Now, unfortunately, the other night, he had a little bit of a setback. Now, from what I've heard from him, he's fine and he's going to, you know, probably try to play tonight. He has to play better tonight. And I think that, you know, he will, because I think he's going to have more confidence. I think when he was laying on the ground, Frank, to be honest, he thought it was a lot worse than it really was. And I think
Hugh, how can you say that? I'm sorry. He shot his next three shots for sure. He never did that.
Frank, because he didn't have any confidence in his body at that point. I think that's what happened.
Frank, and we have a priest of folk. I have a different theory on this. We keep wondering if he's going to progress. He's regressing. Am I wrong on this, everyone? Like, when he first got back from the injury, I didn't hear any of this stuff. He's 70%. We kept hearing.
No, you didn't. You heard he was the best shape. He was working his way back.
Yeah,
to be fair, Joe, the playoffs are different than the regular season.
But the second to last regular season game, he tweaked something. Mm-hmm. I have a theory he's re-injured himself. That's what I think is going on. And now, part of it may be because of what he went through in the surgery, and I do think he is cautious, or you know, when he fell the other night, scar tissue, whatever. But it does, something is off about this. He came back, right? He had the mm-hmm. surgery. He was cleared. He came back. I don't remember during those games the conversation was, he's not right. The conversation was, he's back. We all said he looked better than we thought. Am my eyes lying to me, or does he look like he's more injured now or more hobbled now than he was 2 weeks ago when he first got back? And you keep saying, and I've heard Richie say this, he'll progress. My eyes tell me it's deteriorating. What do you see on this, Kyle? Because I don't know the truth. I mean, I don't think any of us know the truth. Nope. I hope it is. The optimistic is, as he trusts it more, he'll play better and he'll play freer. I don't know. Why did it change against the Magic a week and a half
ago? That's where, yeah. It feels like then, and that, like, I think the murkiest part of this whole thing is what happened in the Magic game and then the game after that against the Nets. Like, did Embiid sit that game out because he's injured? Or did he sit that out because, you know, he just needed a rest? And
right.
If that's the case, then wouldn't he need to be out there to get back up to conditioning?
I know.
So I don't know. I agree with you. I think it's a lot of mixed messaging, both from the Sixers, from Joel Embiid, and everybody.
I think it has a lot to do with Joe B's confidence in his body. You know, because I've been hurt before. And the one thing, and again, the one thing that you have to be comfortable with is feeling like you can do everything that you used to do. And it sounds like, just reading the tea leaves, like my favorite thing to do, is that a lot of this for him is psychological. That's what it kind of feels like, because he's even talking about how he has to be able to trust his body. And I think that the one thing that you don't want to do is make him feel uncomfortable in the sense that, you know, he can't go out there and do what he needs to do. But on the flip side of that is, Joe, you just gotta grip it and rip it. Like, cut it loose, bro. You gotta cut it loose. I know it's easier said than done because he's been hurt so much in his career.
Sure.
But he has to cut it loose. He has to cut it loose and believe in his body and know that he's not gonna get hurt again.
Yeah, I guess I just can't tell if he was 100% or 95 3 weeks ago and we're going the wrong way, down to 70, or was he always at 70 since he got back? And it's louder now because, you know, this is the playoffs and there's more reporting on him. I don't know. I mean, I honestly don't know the answer to why we keep hearing that he's not where he needs to be. Derek in Palo. What's up, Derek?
Joe.
Derek.
What's up, Hugh?
What's up, man?
How many cups of mushroom coffee you had today?
I've had a few.
What about you, Joe?
Three or four.
That's what I'm saying. Every time I want to take the next step. Like, today is one of the days where you, like, listen, you can't say you need Joel Embiid to play better, right? Because we all do, right? And then you making it seem like just because he threw the ball off the backboard to himself that that's just a bad play and he can't play like that. Bro, if you ever play, and if you ever play basketball, like, you have to play organically. You, like, Tobias Harris is in the dumps right now because he is doing way too much thinking. When you out there overthinking and doing this and doing that, you're not playing the game organically, naturally, right? The game against the Heat, Embiid was probably being a little bit more gingerly, and we didn't like that. When he came out on Saturday, I think he was feeling good, and it's playoff basketball. He was playing with some intensity, and he wanted to make a play. It didn't work out for him.
Minor setback. Yeah.
Right? You can't say, like, that's a bonehead play.
Well, I just didn't, Derek, I didn't think it was smart. I think there's a difference. Now, I get your point, and I think it's fair. And I'm not saying if he gets a pass under the basket and he's wide open that he shouldn't dunk it or he shouldn't, you know, jump up and put it in. That's a normal every game play. The play on Saturday, Derek, that's not a normal play. I mean, that's not something you see.
You ever dunked a ball before?
Derek, you ever see me?
Okay, so listen, I'm going to explain to you this because you might not understand it. Anyone who could dunk a ball would know, especially if you're 7'2", that wasn't no freak of nature play, bro.
But that's like not a normal. But that's not himself. A normal play. That's not a normal play.
Because you know, because everybody don't have those type of instincts.
But it's just
bunch of athletic ability to do that play. If you're 7'2", anyone could do that play, bro. When I was in my prime at 6'5", 6'6", I could make that play.
How often in the NBA do you see that play?
That just goes to show you that listen, very instinctful. But I got one more point to make. Right, listen. The Sixers fans, right? We haven't won nothing in over 30, 40 years, right? Mm-hmm. And everybody's Doc Rivers this, Doc Rivers that. I feel like the Sixers team is just not constructed properly, right? We don't have no knockdown shooters to play around Embiid. I just feel like, and Embiid loves playing basketball, bro. So when I hear callers call in saying he only came back to play in the Olympics, you know how dumb that sounds, right? If he wanted to just play in the Olympics, he wouldn't have came back at all, so it was time to go play in the Olympics. And B likes being out there with his guys competing, and he loves this city, playing for this city, more than the city loves him. That's how it is with most of these guys, man, and it's almost, like, sad to hear these callers just calling here and want all these guys to just play perfect. They can't get hurt. They can't dunk. They can't die for balls. Like, come on, he's playing basketball, bro.
Well, he's trying.
He's clumsy. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I don't think it's fair to question that he's trying. Yeah, he's trying.
Yeah,
he's given effort. I mean, he came back early from the surgery. Derek, we preached the call. I mean, I think it's unfair to beat him up for that. Like, he's trying. Unfortunately.
Yeah, he came back.
Yeah, unfortunately, it's just not working.
He'd have caught hell when he went out on the ground and didn't come back. Oh, it would have been bad for Embiid. I mean, I get it. I'm not trying to sit here because this is what a lot of people have been dealing with. I'm just trying to give you peek behind the curtain a little bit. People are upset because this feels like a pattern.
It is a pattern.
Well, it is a pattern. It's a pattern. But I saw in him the other night, he was trying to take over. That's what it felt like to me. It felt like he was trying to take over, and he was confident that his body was going to do something, and it just failed on him, where he thought it failed.
I actually think I'd be more critical of this than if he just couldn't come back in the game. If he couldn't come back in the game, he's hurt. What are you going to do? He's out there. They need him to play better in the fourth quarter to win the game. 215-592-9494. All right, let's go on the record. What are we thinking tonight? Sixers are currently over at FanDuel, I believe, a 5.5-point underdog tonight, similar to what it was, 1 point worse.
A dog?
Yeah, well, of course they're a dog. You think they should be favored?
Well, I'm just saying that momentum in that garden last night was just phenomenal.
But they're at the garden again.
Yeah, I guess. But I feel like for the way that game was skewing early on, or the way that it looked in the fourth quarter, it wasn't as bad as it could have been, in my opinion. So I think it would be, I like the Sixers tonight.
So they're actually 6-point underdogs. So you're picking them to win?
Yeah, I'm picking
on the record?
Yeah, I'm on the record with that.
I think they're going to win, too. I think Maxey's going to play his butt off. I mean, hopefully he can go. I mean, if he can't go, forget this prediction, because then they're in trouble. But as Maxey's out there, I feel like they found something the other night. They just didn't do it enough late where they can't guard him. I don't think the Knicks have one player, and Anunoby maybe if they put him on him more because he's a very versatile kind of defender, but he's just so fast in the open court. I think they're going to find a way to win tonight, and I do not believe, and I hope I don't feel stupid tomorrow saying this, I don't believe that guys like Josh Hart are going to hit that many threes again. I think they'll come back to earth. I wish I could tell you I felt great that Embiid was going to dominate. I don't know until I see it, but I think they find a way to win tonight.
You know what this is? The biggest difference, I think, from this year to last year is we actually have a coach that's going to adjust. Like, how magical is that? We're going to come into this game with a new plan for how to counter what the Knicks were doing to us in the first game. Like, we can actually bank on that now.
We can.
Great. So I think we come out with a win, too.
I wonder what the nurse adjustment is to the Josh Hart thing. Because there could be a school of thought like, he can't do that again.